It's some fucking dope made with love, man. Welcome to another episode. This is fucking 2021. This is 2021. In 2020, we won. I'm talking about all the winners, even the ones that left us physically on this earth. Moment of silence for the ones we physically lost. But God damn it, they won. They won. They won. They won. You know? I hope y'all doing well. I hope y'all feeling good. Because, you know, when you feel good, you get good. I'm here. Oh, I got so much to tell y'all. I'm riding solo tonight. This is my goddamn train. This is my goddamn train. You feel me? Hey, this is my goddamn train. I ain't want to train in a minute. And that ain't because I ain't got to. That's because where I'm at, I ain't seen a motherfucking train since a minute. I seen some tracks. I seen a little bit, you know, a little structure, infrastructure that look like niggas might be on the train, but that goddamn train ain't take you across states. D.C. brother Virginia, you feel me? Ain't no red line. Ain't no green line. Ain't no blue line. Damn, ain't no, damn. I miss home. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? If y'all don't know, this the goddamn neighborhood love dealer. This is your neighborhood love dealer. I done fucked around and went to another goddamn neighborhood. I'm in a whole nother motherfucking neighborhood. Nah, for real. Y'all been with me. Shout out to all my listeners. I'm so excited. I'm getting ahead of myself. But shout out to my... It's not even listeners. I've been stopped saying listeners. But when you always listening to podcasts and things of that nature, you in that life, you always see the listeners. But y'all know y'all my loved ones. And y'all know I love y'all whole life. Welcome. To those, if this is your first time, welcome. But this is the ones that welcome back. This for my loved ones, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for holding it down with me. I know. Let me get this. Because I know. Here she go. Once in a blue moon tie. Come on now. I'm getting my shit together. I got a lot to tell y'all today. From the last most prominent episode we had. Shout out to Chef Shell. Mr. I've been working. That December 5th episode did numbers in terms of energy and vibrational currency because it catapulted me into a whole nother neighborhood. This your goddamn neighborhood love dealer. Out here slaying that shit. I just read up. I got a hell of a pack now. Goddamn. This must be how... If El Chapo was, like, did good, like, the entire way, like, was, like, legit on some love shit. But I know the intent of love. Look, fuck that. We're not about to go there. Y'all know how it is. And y'all know it's probably, it's 7:13 in the morning. Y'all already know how I roll. How it go is how it go. And this is motherfucking me. And I'm in goddamn Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, y'all, I'm in fucking Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, no. That's bullshit. What I just told y'all was fucking bullshit. Hold on. Sip my smoothie, you know. A smoothie a day will go well with a motherfucking J. A smoothie a day will go well with a motherfucking J. You feel me? Goes well with one. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, nigga. And if you've been on this journey this whole time, you already know the disclaimer. When I say nigga, you hear somebody say nigga on here. That's in regards to the most utmost respect and love, we are using that as a noun. That could be a person, place, a thing. We don't attach that to nothing. And we also empathize if it makes you feel a certain type of way. Check in with us. Chime in. Write in. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? What we could do to gain an understanding. Because you know it's all love. This is a love platform. This is fucking dope made with love. Okay? I know we had the Mirror Talk going. And we'll get into that later and all of that. But in retrospect, yes, right now I am in fucking Cleveland, Ohio. Living here. Got my own spot. I'm working here. I have fucking gained residency here. Like, I got a motherfucking 12-month residency with fucking Cleveland, Ohio right now. And best believe it's a magical shit, but this is the first episode back. And I'm going to keep it really light and just straight to the point and in and out, because I'm telling you right now, this shit is going to be what you expected it to be when I should have been did it in your eyes. But y'all know how I go. You know, it got to feel good. Like good. Like it just, you know, everything in my life, I feel like when it's meant to be, it's just going to flow. It's just going to flow. So when it does flow and it feel good, that shit just drops. So shout out to some important links to this new added, should I say, reconfirming of this talent that I have. I've been told and reassured that I've been humble long enough. And I got that shit. And I need to stop faking like I ain't got that shit, because I didn't go the same steps or even envision the same dream as other people that would deem success is in their repertoire. And I just put some whole fucking words together because I didn't have the missing piece. I didn't have the ending piece of that. I was just trying to fucking sound important just now. I ain't gonna lie. I said fucking repertoire. Shout out to Brazil, Argentina, Colombia. I seen a couple little, not little, but you know that I'm from DC. To all the welcomes, the welcomers, the first timers. I'm from DC. Apparently, if you don't hear it in my voice, then I don't know. I feel like I sound like you, but hey, if you hear it, I'm from the city. I'm from the district. And, yeah, we out here. It's 2021. Corona has, doing this thing or whatever, and however it may be, we don't spark that here. We don't spark that. Only thing we spark are J's that go great with smoothies, okay? Green on green. That's how we going. That's how it's got to be, and that's how we going. But shit is opening up, and somebody just need to write a book or something to just be like, that's the title. Shit is opening up. Life after Corona, and it should be just probably the Corona bottle cap, maybe should be just like in somewhere in the book somewhere, just a little picture of a fucking Corona, you know, that way. But here we are, and everything's feeling good, feeling fine and comfortable. People are getting vaccines, and you know, people are out, and you know, people are just, you know, people are being people. We are being people, and we'll leave it at that. But again, I'm in Cleveland, and it's time to really set this shit off. And I'm in a new neighborhood, and I gotta get reacclimated with, you know, what I do, and you know, I gotta tell some new people that I spread love for a living, and as I ain't gonna lie, fuck, as my man would say, fuck the humble shit right now, because, you know, if people don't feel your heart by now, or even feel your energy, you know, either I'm a bad judge of character, and you got this shit sold, or they just on some other shit, because if they don't feel the love coming up off you, and the pure genuineness of this shit, then they just a fucking agent of darkness, and then, you know, that battle ain't yours. Talk your shit, sis. So, I'm fucking in Cleveland. It's time to fucking turn up. You know, I'm getting this shit together, and podcast is dropping. I got some names and things. I might have to change some names. I don't know. I'm battling it with myself, because, you know, it's a lot of mirror talk out there. But I came up with something that was real cool, and I'm going with, you know, on time step. It's 7:19 a.m. Eastern Time, 3/24/2021. And this is fucking dope, made with love. And I'm standing by that. Jules, you know. I'm laughing because I did that. I just pulled this out. A conversation of mine that I overheard that I was talking. Jules, jokes, and J's. I mean, that's really what the fuck my life really is about. So that's what we doing, and we're going to stay updated. Like I said, prayers to everybody, my family, your family. We are one. We still here. Those who are still listening and able to hear, just be grateful. Not just for my voice. My voice ain't shit. This ain't shit compared to what we've overcome this past year. And 4 days ago last year, we really didn't know what the fuck going on. If you made it from here to now, stay in the now. Stay in the now. Stay in the present. So even what the fuck I just said 20 seconds ago, it's the past. It's all about right now. Stay locked and loaded. The episode's coming. It's not even an episode. This is an introduction. Shout out to Anchor. I fucking love Anchor. I'm going to stick with Anchor. Somebody going to have to tie me in with Anchor because I don't need nothing from Anchor. I just need to see someone or something that represents them. And an email and a text and the, you know, words and things, it won't compare to them feeling how I'm genuinely appreciative of the platform that they created in order for me to even talk my talk, you know, pretend that I was ready to talk my talk, flake on my talk, flake on, and it was still there. When I didn't want to do it, Anchor was still there. Shout out to Anchor. Everybody, if you ever listening to it, like I always say, if you ever heard something, know somebody from Anchor, let them know, man. I appreciate them. Just so I can, even if you give me an opportunity to share my link with one person, even if it's just one person, that I might even not even have the time. Like, I'm in Cleveland now. I meet a lot of people through work, and I might not even have the time. We don't have the time to sit and chat and talk, especially during, you know, we getting over Corona. We not through it just yet, but it allows me to have, like, material that I can give to them, like a synopolis. I said synopolis. That's because I'm doing a synop. I don't want to say it no more. It gives them an introduction of me in a amount of time, you know what I'm saying, at their leisure. You feel me? Whenever they're in the mood to get the urge to want to hear about me or listen to me, Anchor give me an opportunity to do that. So, shout out to Anchor. Shout out to my loved ones. DC, I love you. I miss you. I'm coming home. It's up. I'm here to do it, and I'm doing it. Shout out to my guru, Agart, AGHARTLLC on Instagram. That's my guru. We'll get into that. We're going to get him on the podcast. I'm at this right here. I'm about to put it in place right here of who we want and going to have on Dope Made With Love podcast. And we talk that mirror talk. Right? We're going to have my guru Agate on here. And he's going to correct me on the saying of it. And that's fine. But the energy is there. We're going to have Chef Shell back on here. Because Chef Shell, man, Chef Shell has, hey, Chef Shell turned it up. Chef Shell turned it up. You know, we're going to have we're going to have my brothers on here. Got my real estate agents in the school system, football, anything DJ Epic situation. He going to have to come here. That's why I got to build, because I need some, because I need him. We need to be together at all times, because the way we go back and forth with that music and I need my in-studio personal DJ. Like, most people, like, and he can cook too, but most people want a chef. But I need him to be, like, just my personal DJ. Like, this equipment there, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I just got access. Like, I just want Curry the Crates. and just hear the music. Like, I want to be the person that's always had the opportunity to be closer to the speaker. That's just me. I don't know how it's going to go. I actually know how it's going to go when I'm older. My hearing will be fine because I see nothing but wellness with me in my elder time to come. But as of right now, I need to be by the speaker. I need to hit the bump. And if that's my main speaker, I'm by the speaker. Nah, 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 nah. But anyway, we're going to have some Instagram personalities. I feel that too. We're going to have Blay on the car. Man, I did a... That's what really sparked this, man. We got Keep It Alive podcast, Blair, Kim from the New York, Blair from Philly, they have this podcast. They really wanted one of the other links that sparked this motivation. I'm gonna get into that too, but we gonna have some good people, a couple guests, loved ones that came on the show. We're gonna have them back. Of course, we're gonna meet people from Cleveland. I'm in the new neighborhood, so we're gonna have to have some new people. We gotta get united, and I gotta let you know who these great people are. Because it's nothing but greatness around me up here in Cleveland. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you seen on First 48. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's not in the sense of me feeling like I'm invincible. That would be weird. That would be irresponsible. And that would mean that I don't love myself. Hell no. What I'm saying is I don't care about the perspective, the hard perspective of what people have that's just based on their two-eyed vision. You know what I'm saying? And not just speaking in the trendy of third eye. No, like that real eye. I ain't basing that shit off that. I'm here with unconditional love. I don't care what went on, what who did what you look like, where you been, what color this state is. I'm here to love. And I'm in tune enough. If it ain't for me, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to be around or attracted to it anyway. You feel me? But that's going to pop off. The kids going to pop off. We're going to have some kids and we need some youth. Come on now. The time is now, but the time, get the time. And on time on top of time means you've been here a long time. And then almost about might be your time. So we need the youth. We need to pick them up. Lift them up, break them down, or lift them back up at the same time. I mean, we got a lot of good shit going. And I'm here to stay. And if nobody told you today, I love your whole fucking life. And we out. This shit is so dope, man. Damn, this shit is dope. This shit is dope, man.
Yo.
Okay, we in the building.
We in it.
I figured that shit out too. We editing all this shit though. I figured it out. I connected from my other phone and sent the link to my email. And then connected it to the laptop.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear the sounds in the mic?
I do.
That's what's up. Figure that shit out real quick.
The music and shit.
Yeah, the music and shit in the background. Yeah. I got the Bluetooth speaker like facing towards me and then playing the music from that. From the other phone.
That's authentic.
Yeah, these some tracks Mac I bought from Mac. Yeah. So I can have something playing in the background and shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get this shit together. We got little effects and shit. You know what I'm saying? You can hear that? Yeah.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you real good, actually. Yeah. I can hear you. Where you at?
I'm on a porch with it. You know.
Do you hear a lot of air?
I got headphones on. All
right. So, do you hear it, like air in the background?
Of you?
Like off the mic? You know how to be that wind and shit.
No, I don't hear that.
Oh, you hear that?
I have myself.
Oh, like you got an echo?
Yeah, I got an echo after every time I speak, so that's about it, though.
That probably like the service, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Because on my end, I don't hear it.
All right.
Do I got echo?
No, you don't.
Okay.
We gonna get this shit started.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking around, I ain't even rolled up yet. But this is good, because I don't like this.
It's good because ain't no limit on the time. On the when I record from the laptop, I only get 30 minutes on the browser.
Okay.
That's why I was like 30 minute episode.
You sound like you're in the hallway.
Yeah, that's that KD. That's that KTV. It's another sound. This shit. This another drink.
And what's it supposed to sound like?
I don't know. This like I'm in the arena or some shit.
Yeah, it sounds like train station or something.
Yeah. I like the regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My regular voice. I was fucking around with it yesterday and shit. I did one last night. Trying to figure out fucking around with the sounds and shit. Let me get my motherfucking libations together. First of all, how you feeling today?
Everything is everything. You know me, I would never complain.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get my sheets and funnel together. You know, yeah. I got endless sheets and funnel out this bitch now.
Okay, you got the stash?
Yeah, I got the stash. I came back with about 10 bricks of sheets.
Yeah. What they don't be having it? Or they don't got the real shit?
Nah, they don't sell bamboos and shit. Oh, well. They only got raws and shit here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, raw papers or them combs. You're not finding no funnel.
I'm not doing no comb. Yeah, no you're offense not, to the comb lovers.
No like, offense or whatever, but you definitely is not doing no motherfucking. Nah. You ain't doing no funnel out here. You can't find that shit.
I'm telling you.
I found some little shit, like a little leaf, but it was all right. I ended up burning, but I was like 45 minutes from home.
Hey.
I think I was on the west side. Somebody told me. They was like, yeah, you was on the west side.
Damn.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. But they wouldn't even have used it for funnel. They'd have used it as a roll-up. Like how the niggas in New York be.
I about to say New York niggas do that with Fonto.
Yeah, that Fonto. So that's what it was. Nigga ain't even know what I meant. When I seen it, I was a little excited. The nigga looking at me like, why the fuck is you? It's just this. I'm like, nigga, you don't know, nigga.
I feel the same way when I was out in North Carolina. I was working out Greensboro. And first of all, I ain't know how spaced out Greensboro is. You really got to have a car.
No, you really do.
To get every fucking way.
I was in fucking Raleigh, so I know.
Exactly. So the closest smoke shop to me was 13 minutes by car, but it was a 45-minute walk.
Ugh.
There and back. You know what I'm saying? No. 45-minute walks there, so that's 45 back.
Ooh, that's a buck and a half. That's a whole fucking day.
Yeah, no. It's a nah for me. And then when you get there, they ain't have like the nice natural fronto. They had flavored leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not the move. Nah, that North Carolina ain't have it. Same struggle.
Yeah, I ain't, and that's crazy because when I was in North Carolina during them times, like college times and shit, wasn't no motherfucking smoke shops nowhere. smoke shop.
That shit prominent now. You know that thing. Oh, yeah. Corn, it's 2, 3, 4.
Thriving.
Yeah.
They still don't be having no good shit up in there. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, they don't. It's really meant to sell hookah. That's the main thing.
Hookah, niggas on cigars hard right now.
Yeah, and those motherfucking the vape pens and shit.
Of course, of course.
I can't get with that either, but you know. So you just own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't. The little hookah pens and shit.
Yeah.
My little friend, she be fucking with them drinks. Some drinks be like having like 32,000 shots, hits and shit. I be like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, I bought that shit for you last month. You still smoking that shit?
Yeah.
That shit ain't got no expiration date on that?
Nope.
That's like putting, you don't smoke tobacco, but that's like hitting some tobacco, like, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes or nothing, but that's like niggas hit a cigarette and put it out and be like, I'm going to come get it in like 4 days.
Hell no.
That's how the motherfucking hookahs is and shit. What you drinking on, man?
I was supposed to be sipping on some wine, but you know, my wine got thrown in the trash. It was one of the Barefoot box wines I had about a glass left.
Oh,
you know, grandma lifted it up thinking it was
empty and shit. You know, you had to go in and grab that bag and squeeze it.
All that.
And dip it and shit.
She said, I shook it, ain't nothing in it. I'm like,
yeah
it was something there. It's okay though.
It was something. I understand.
Yeah, so now I'm sipping off some little Grey Goose we had on the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, a little Grey Goose. I'm about to get my shit together. You know, we're going to be starting up soon. I don't know how long I got you tonight. But since I realized that I was able to, you know, get some motherfucking more time in, then I'm like, hey, just let the vibe. I mean, you know, I don't fuck with structure a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
I like shit to flow, you know what I'm saying? I gave the notes and shit, but I'm like, niggas, we gonna talk about a lot of shit.
Say less. You know, I'm with all of it. Mm-hmm. I'm about a conversation, if anything.
Man, I'm so grateful to have you come up on the show consistently, man. I'm trying to show progress. I got a plan in play. I already let you know that shit, but it's coming to fruition, you know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, we're going to have to try to probably get you a mic down there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm down for whatever, like I told you. And,
Again,
it's also a pleasure to be invited back again and again, you know, clearly.
Man, I say that's one of the highest rated. That was one of the highest rated episodes we had when we had that Kappa joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
y'all
yeah,
tune in if y'all ain't get to see that episode. Yeah. That was we'll hear it. You know.
That was solid. I'm out here. I'm over here. Flipping these chickens over. I'm cooking.
Okay, what you cooking on, man?
I'm making some jerk chicken, some regular chicken.
Stay on that jerk.
Some steakums, some little steak.
Damn.
Not steakums, but like little pieces of chopped steak that I cut up.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, the steakums with the...
Nah. Boy. And then I'm making some rice and whatever to go with that. Just like some chicken over some rice, protein over some rice.
Okay. Chefing it up. It's Tuesday, so I might fuck with a taco or two later on after the podcast.
Oh, shit.
See how type Tuesday. Of drunk I be. I'm about to sip this red wine, this sweet red. Shout out to all my damn. Sweet reds.
I love the sweet red. I'm telling you.
Sweet red to get you in some sweet shit.
You looking for a red to try? You never tried some red wine. Get some sweet red.
Some sweet red. We ain't gonna say the brand. You know, we don't want no trouble. But
no trouble.
Even though I paid for it, but hey.
Yeah, sweet red, how you feeling good? If
sweet
nothing
red,
else.
How you feeling good, man? It's gonna get me real talkative, man. I'm about to roll up and shit. I'm motherfucking feeling good. Like I said, this is a Dope Made with Love show. And we just out here kicking it right now, a little test run and shit. You know, we've been at it, man. I know y'all saying it's been all these test runs. When is it going to really run? But we running. Shut the fuck up. We getting it, nigga. Shout out to Dramatic Music. I know y'all hear that shit in the background. Eat a man. Having a little technicality. He be back though. Yeah. Word. We gonna get this shit together popping soon. I probably cut this and have to redo another link, but it's all good. We gonna get it together, y'all. It's coming. Yeah. All right, let me switch it up.
Yo.
Okay. I knew you'd be back.
Yeah, I had to figure it out.
I know you would. That's why I ain't even panicked.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Still able to come back and shit.
Yeah. That's something I know we'll be able to do.
I know it came a long way because we used to be fucked up.
We used to be, man. 2, 3, 4, 5 behind this shit.
Fuck yeah, nigga, send the link out the link out the link. This shit working out smooth. That's how I know it's all about divine timing, y'all.
It's all good. It's going to be, it's going to get back to another level of organic when we get in the same room again, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm planning on traveling. I want to do a couple interviews. We need to start sliding up on niggas.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm ready to start sliding up.
We got some shit to say.
Yeah, you know, I had a good time down there. I ran into a lot of people. Those who don't know, I went down to D.C. a couple weekends ago. And last weekend, should I say. Weekend before last, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Weekend after my birthday. Spread some love at the Mochella Gallery and shout out to Yadier, all of them down there. Long live Go-Go DC.
Long live it.
Motherfucking good peoples out there, man. It was fucking Go-Go in Eastern Market.
Solid people.
If you don't know about Eastern Market, just know it wasn't no motherfucking Go-Go's going on around
there. Let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Let alone having a type of storefront that's showcasing historical shit, not just, you know, selling things just for themselves. They got opportunity for a plethora of vendors and business people and people that are trying to get their brand out, they love out, introduce themselves as a person like me. I just went down there to show my love, my brand.
They bought a lot of black creativity.
lot of black creativity in the midst of, you know, Eastern Market, that's AKA Capitol Hill, you know? Mm-hmm. So without saying too much, that ain't going down all the time. So
no,
shout out to them good people down there. That was some good shit, cuz.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed the live go-go music. And the thing that really caught my eye and made me feel good when I saw the flyer is I was like, yo, they really taking this Mochella Long Live Go-Go thing
to
the next level.
To the next level.
They could have just kept it doing them, like, you know, go-go's here and
there. Yeah, in the streets, you know, yeah.
But this is a pop-up business version. That's a different venture, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. He just did an interview. I think one of the co-founders did an interview, and excuse me if I'm, you know, fucking up the title and everything, but one of the people that's behind this shit, Yadia, he definitely, he just had an interview, I think, or a photo shoot at the Kennedy Center, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I don't know who's behind that, but once I get the information, I'm going to definitely share it with the listeners. But this is a black man, and, hold on, cuz, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to keep it vibing. It is my goal to get at an event like that, so a nice pop-up shop event. You know, get my brand out there, get it recognized. By any means, Elevation Brand, if y'all not aware, go follow that on Instagram. By any means, Elevation Brand, Inc. It's about turning your hobbies into hustles, focusing on what thing that you love to do, what thing you love to do the most. What thing speaks to you the most? What's something that's always came natural to you since a kid?
No, she kind of get real in the motherfucking trap. I just seen something I ain't really like. I gotta fucking go handily.
Yeah.
Put these fucking LeBrons on. Y'all know I live off the lake and shit, so it'd be some things going on that you gotta handle as a black female, single living.
Do your thing. Follow the brand, man. Support all black women. Yours, others.
I'm gonna start
Hold on. All right.
Oh, we straight. Mm-hmm. Real nigga shit,
cuz
I let y'all know what the fuck just went down any minute.
Big drink ASMR.
That shit live, it's organic and shit.
ASMR, you know what I'm saying? You can hear me?
Yeah, with it. Yo, cuz.
Yo.
Yeah, so it was just a little you know, one of them eight-legged things.
Okay, I
feel it. Had to go
it.
Handle shit.
I dig it. I was just pitching to the people what my brand was. And
oh yeah, sweet.
I kind of soon get to one of them events as well.
Excuse the noise and shit.
Oh no, I got it where I fit in. You know what I'm saying.
So when I peeped it, cause you know I live off. You know a lot of people don't know I live off the water.
Yeah.
So it'd be a lot of things, you know, going on around this habitat, this ecosystem that I live in.
Yeah.
So it was just a little. That was a little big spider. I ain't never seen a spider that big.
Dang.
But I think I'm probably being a little dramatic, but.
You make it sound like tarantula style. Like,
no, I would have left the show. I would have left the show and you would just would have been like, hello?
What you blended the spider?
Huh?
You blended the spider?
No, I just, I motherfucking stepped on it. I went and got the vacuum though.
Oh, that's because
I was going to vacuum that bitch up off the bucks, but I was like, it's a little too big for me to get a little too close based on my fears.
Oh, it's that big. You got to get the vacuum.
No, I just didn't want to kill it. I didn't want to murder it. Okay. Oh, I spread love. I didn't want to.
The vacuum, yeah. Though.
I mean, it was just, you know, let the middleman handle it. Whatever it was going to do in the midst of it, it's a little bit of dirt and carpet powder in there.
He was going to let him choose.
Just let him fucking choose. But when I realized, look, I got to probably get a little too close because I had that extender. Like I thought, I was like, well, fucking, I'm just going to step on it with the LeBrons. And Yeah, we ain't sound stomp that bitch. So that's how we do. That was some dope shit made with love, right? You know, that shit could have went a different amount of ways.
But
I seen a web in here. See, that's what happened was I ain't been staying home like I should.
Okay.
So you know, when you ain't at home a lot, you know, ain't no spirit in here, ain't no energy in here. Mm-hmm. It's quiet, so niggas think they could do what they want to do. So I saw a little web and I was like, all right, maybe I should get it. But I got distracted last night. And that's probably with the web, you know, coming out the vents and shit.
Yeah, I mean, everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, that shit ain't about nothing. That shit ain't about nothing. Let me get back to it. But I probably, what I'm gonna probably do, cause it's been 30 minutes too.
Yo.
I'm gonna start another link.
Okay.
And then we're gonna take it from there. All
right.
So I'll be right back.
That's a bet.
All right, bet. I gotta go get the other phone. Cut that shit off. Cause I can't,
Fuck that. You're not fucking with no damn spam. Can you hear me?
Yo. Okay. We in the building.
We in it.
I figured that shit out too. Be editing all this shit though. I figured it out. I connected from my other phone and sent the link to my email and then connected it to the laptop.
Okay.
Yeah. You can hear the sounds in the mic?
I do.
That's what's up. Figure that shit out real quick.
I hear the music and shit.
Yeah, the music and shit in the background. Yeah. I got the Bluetooth speaker like facing towards me and then playing the music from that. From the other phone.
That's authentic.
Yeah, these some tracks Mac I bought from Mac.
Yeah.
So I can have something playing in the background and shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Trying to get this shit together. We got little effects and shit. You know what I'm saying? You can hear that? Yeah. Shit.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you real good, actually. Yeah. I can hear you. Where you at?
I'm on a porch with it. You know,
do you hear a lot of air?
I got headphones on.
All right, so do you hear it, like air in the background?
Of you?
Like off the mic? You know how to be that wind and shit?
Nah, I don't hear that.
Oh, you hear that?
I have myself.
Oh, like you got an echo?
Yeah, I got an echo after every time I speak, so that's about it, though.
That probably like the service, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Because on my end, I don't hear it.
All
right. Do I got echo?
Nah, you don't.
Okay.
We gonna get this shit started.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking around. I ain't even rolled up yet. But this is good because I don't like this. This good because ain't no limit on the time. When I record from the laptop, I only get 30 minutes on the browser.
Okay.
That's why I was like 30-minute episode.
You sound like you're in the hallway.
Yeah, that's that KD. That's that KTV. It's another sound and shit. This another drink.
And what's it supposed to sound like?
I don't know. This like I'm in the arena or some shit.
Yeah, it sounds like train station or something.
Yeah. I like the regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. My regular voice. I was fucking around with it yesterday and shit. I did one last night. Trying to figure out fucking around with the sounds and shit. Let me get my motherfucking libations together. First of all, how you feeling today?
Everything is everything. You know me, I'll never complain.
Yeah. Let me get my sheets and funnel together. You know, yeah. I got endless sheets and funnel out this bitch now.
Okay, you got the stash?
Yeah, I got the stash. I came back with about 10 bricks of sheets.
Yeah. What they don't be having it? Or they don't got the real shit?
Nah, they don't sell bamboos and shit. Oh, they only got raws and shit here.
Okay.
Yeah, raw papers or them combs. You're not finding no funnel.
I'm not doing no comb. Yeah, no you're offense not, to the comb levels.
No like, offense or whatever, but you definitely is not doing no motherfucking.
Nah.
You ain't doing no funnel out here. You can't find that shit.
I'm telling you.
I found some little shit, like a little leaf, but it was all right. I ended up burning, but I was like 45 minutes from home.
Hey.
I think I was on the west side. Somebody told me they was like, "Yeah, you was on the west side."
Damn.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. But they wouldn't even have used it for funnel. They'd have used it as a roll-up. Like how them niggas in New York be.
I about to say New York niggas do that with Fonto.
Yeah, that Fonto. So that's what it was. Nigga ain't even know what I meant. When I seen it, I was a little excited. The nigga looking at me like, why the fuck is you? It's just this. Hey. I'm like, nigga, you don't know, nigga.
I feel the same way when I was out in North Carolina. I was working out Greensboro. And I ain't know how spaced out Greensboro is. You really gotta have a car.
No, you really do.
To get every fucking way.
I was in fucking Raleigh, so I know.
Exactly. So the closest smoke shop to me was 13 minutes by car, but it was a 45 minute walk.
Ugh.
There and back. You know what I'm saying? No. 45 minute walks there, so that's 45 back.
Ooh, that's a buck and a half. That's a whole fucking day.
Yeah, no. It's a nah for me. And then when you get there, they ain't have like the nice natural Fonto. They had flavored leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, not the move. Nah, that North Carolina ain't have it. Same struggle.
Yeah, and that's crazy because when I was in North Carolina during them times, like college times and shit, wasn't no motherfucking smoke shops nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke shop.
That shit prominent now. You know, that thing, every corner, it's 2, 3, 4.
Driving.
Yeah.
They still don't be having up good shit up in there. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, they don't. It's believing to sell hookah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Hookah niggas on cigars hard right now.
Yeah, and those motherfucking the vape pens and shit.
Of course.
I can't get with that either, but you know. So you just don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can. The little hookah pens and shit.
Yeah.
My little friend, she be fucking with them joints. Some joints be like having like 32,000 shots, hits and shit. I be like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, I bought that shit for you last month. You still smoking that shit?
Yeah.
That shit ain't got no expiration date on that?
Nope.
That's like putting, you don't smoke tobacco, but that's like hitting some tobacco, like, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes or nothing, but that's like niggas hit a cigarette and put it out and be like, I'm gonna come get it in like 4 days.
Hell nah.
That's how the motherfucking hookahs is and shit. What you drinking on, man? What you drinking on, man?
I was supposed to be sipping on some wine, but you know, my wine got thrown in the trash. It was one of the barefoot box wines I had about a glass left.
Oh,
you know, grandma lifted it up thinking it was
empty and shit. You know, you're supposed to, you know, you had to go in and grab that bag and squeeze it.
All that.
And dip it and shit.
He said, I shook it, ain't nothing in it. I'm like,
yeah
it was something in there. It's okay though.
It was something. I understand.
Yeah, so now I'm sipping off some little Grey Goose we had on the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, a little Grey Goose. I'm about to get my shit together. You know, we're going to be starting up soon. I don't know how long I got you tonight. But since I realized that I was able to, you know, get some motherfucking more time in, then I'm like, hey, just let the vibe. I don't fuck with structure a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
I like shit to flow, you know what I'm saying? I gave you the notes and shit, but I'm like, niggas, we going to talk about a lot of shit.
Say less. You know, I'm with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about a conversation, if anything.
Man, I'm so grateful to have you come up on the show consistently, man. I'm trying to show progress. I got a plan in play. I already let you know that shit, but it's coming to fruition. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, we're going to have to try to probably get you a mic down there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm down for whatever, like I told you. And,
Again,
it's also a pleasure to be invited back again and again. You know, clearly.
Man, that's one of the highest rated. That was one of the highest rated episodes we had when we had that Kappa joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
y'all tune in if y'all ain't get to see that episode.
Yeah. That was
we'll hear it. You know.
That was solid. I'm out here. I'm over here flipping these chickens over. I'm cooking.
Okay, what you cooking on, man?
I'm making some jerk chicken, some regular chicken.
Stay on that jerk.
Some steakums, some little steak.
Oh, damn.
Not steakums, but like little pieces of chopped steak that cut up.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, the steakums with the...
Nah. And then I'm making some rice and whatever to go with that. Just like some chicken over some rice, protein over some rice. Yeah.
Okay. Chefing it up. It's Tuesday, so I might fuck with a taco or two later on after the podcast.
Oh, shit.
See how type of drunk I be. I'm about to sip this red wine, this sweet red. Shout out to all my sweet reds.
I love the sweet red. I'm telling you.
Sweet red to get you into some sweet shit.
You looking for a red to try? You never tried some red wine. Get some sweet red.
Some sweet red. We ain't gonna say the brand. You know, we don't want no trouble, but
no trouble.
even though I pay for it, but hey.
Yeah, Sweet Red, how you feeling good?
If Sweet Red, how you feeling good, man? It's gonna get me real talkative, man. I'm about to roll up and shit. I'm motherfucking feeling good. Like I said, this is a Dope Made with Love show. And we just out here kicking it right now, a little test run and shit. You know, we've been at it, man. I know y'all saying there's been all these test runs. When is it gonna really run? But we running. Shut the fuck up. We getting it, nigga. Shout out to Jurassic Music. I know y'all hear that shit in the background. Eat a man. Having a little technicality. He be back though. Yeah. Word. We gonna get this shit together popping soon. I probably cut this and have to redo another link, but it's all good. We're going to get it together, y'all. It's coming. Yeah. All right, let me switch it up.
Yo.
Okay. I knew you'd be back.
Yeah, I had to figure it out. I had to figure it out.
I know you would. That's why I ain't even panic.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Still able to come back and shit.
Yeah. That's something I ain't know we'd be able to do.
I know it came a long way because we used to be fucked up.
We used to be, man. 2, 3, 4, 5 behind this shit.
Fuck yeah, nigga. Send the link out the link out the link. This shit working out smooth. That's how I know it's all about divine timing, y'all.
It's all good. It's gonna be it's gonna get back to another level of organic when we get in the same room again too.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm planning on traveling. I want to do a couple interviews. We need to start sliding up on niggas.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm ready to start sliding up.
We got some shit to say.
Yeah, you know, I had a good time down there. I ran into a lot of people. Those who don't know, I went down DC a couple weekends ago, and last weekend, should I say, weekend before last? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Weekend after my birthday. Spread some love at the Mochella Gallery and shout out to Yadier, all of them down there. Long live Go-Go DC.
Long live it.
Motherfucking good peoples out there, man. It was fucking Go-Go in Eastern Market.
Solid people.
If you don't know about Eastern Market, just know it wasn't no motherfucking Go-Go's going on around
there. Let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Let alone having a type of storefront that's showcasing historical shit, not just, you know, selling things just for themselves. They got opportunity for a plethora of vendors and business people and people that are trying to get their brand out, they love out, introduce themselves as a person like me. I just went down there to show my love, my brand.
They bought a lot of black creativity
in the midst of, you know, Eastern Market, that's AKA Capitol Hill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So without saying too much, that ain't going down all the time. So
no, it ain't.
Shout out to them good people down there. That was some good shit, cuz.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed the live go-go music. And the thing that really caught my eye and made me feel good when I saw the flyer is I was like, yo, they really taking this Mochella Long Live Go-Go thing
to
the next level.
To the next level.
They could have just kept it doing them, like, you know, go-go's here and
there. Yeah, in the streets,
But this is a pop-up business version. That's a different venture, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. He just did an interview. I think one of the co-founders did a interview. And excuse me if I'm, you know, fucking up the title and everything. But one of the people that's behind this shit, Yadier, he definitely he just had an interview. I think a photo shoot at the Kennedy Center. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I don't know who's behind that. But once I get the information, I'm gonna definitely share it with the listeners. But this is a black man, and hold on, cuz, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to keep it vibing. It is my goal to get at an event like that, so a nice pop-up shop event. You know, get my brand out there, get it recognized. By any means, Elevation Brand, if y'all not aware, go follow that on Instagram. By any means, Elevation Brand, Inc. It's about turning your hobbies into hustles, focusing on what thing that you love to do, love? What thing you love to do the most? What thing speaks to you the most? What's something that's always came natural to you since a kid?
No, shit kind of get real in the motherfucking trap. I just seen something I ain't really like. I gotta fucking go handle it.
Yeah.
Put these fucking LeBrons on. Y'all know I live off the lake and shit, so it'd be some things going on. That you gotta handle as a black female, single living.
Do your thing. Yeah, follow the brand, man. Support all black women. Yours, others.
Them, that. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, we straight. Real nigga shit,
cuz
I let y'all know the fuck just went down any minute.
Big drink ASMR.
That shit live. It's organic and shit.
ASMR, you know what I'm saying? You get me?
Yeah, with it. Yo, cuz.
Yo.
Yeah, so it was just a little one of them eight-legged things.
Okay.
I had to handle shit.
I dig it. I was just pitching to the people what my brand was and
oh yeah, sweet.
Kind of soon get to one of them events as well.
Excuse the noise and shit.
Oh no, I got in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying.
So when I peeped it, cause you know I live off. You know a lot of people don't know I live off the water.
Yeah.
So it'd be a lot of things, you know, going on around this habitat, this ecosystem that I live in.
Yeah.
So it was just a little. That was a little big spider. I never seen a spider that big.
Dang.
But I think we had it wasn't. I'm probably being a little dramatic, but
you make it sound like tarantula style. Like
no, I would have left the show. I would have left the show, and you would just would have been like, "Hello, cuz."
What you blended the spider?
Huh?
You blended the spider?
No, I just I motherfucking stepped on it. I went and got the vacuum though.
Oh, that's
because I was going to vacuum that bitch up off the bucks, but I was like, it's a little too big for me to get a little too close based on my fears.
Oh, it's that big? You got to get the vacuum.
No, I just didn't want to kill it. I didn't want to murder it, okay? Oh. I swear, love, but I didn't want to.
The vacuum, yeah. Though.
I mean, it was just, you know, let the middleman handle it. Whatever it was going to do in the midst of the, it's a little bit of dirt and carpet powder in there.
You was going to let him choose.
Just let him fucking choose, but when I realized, look, I got to probably get a little too close because I ain't had that extender like I thought. I was like, well, fucking, I'm just going to step on it with the LeBrons. We ain't sound stomp that bitch. So that's how we do. That was some dope shit made with love, right? You know, that shit could have went a different amount of ways.
But
I seen a web in here. See, that's what happened was I ain't been staying home like I should.
Okay.
So, you know, when you ain't at home a lot, you know, ain't no spirit in here, ain't no energy in here. Mm-hmm. It's quiet, so niggas think they can do what they want to do. So I saw a little web, and I was like, all right, maybe I should get it. But I got distracted last night, and that's probably with the web, you know, coming out the vents and shit.
Yeah, I mean, everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, that shit ain't about nothing. Let me get back to it. But I probably, what I'm going to probably do, because it's been 30 minutes, too.
Yo.
I'm gonna start another link.
Okay.
And then we're gonna take it from there.
All
right. So I'll be right back.
That's a bet.
All right, bet. I gotta go get the other phone. Cut that shit off. Cause I can't. Fuck that. We not fucking with them. Damn spam.
Can you hear me?